CBS Around the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. Finding workers for summertime. The summer is here. The weather is moderating to improving before the heat waves sweep over all of us. And you need summer help, especially to recover from 2020 and the pandemic. Everybody's vaccinated or near to, and people are feeling healthy and ready to spend money. But, Gene, Nantucket, they're hiring eighth graders. Good for Nantucket. I've also heard from Nantucket, which is, you'd have to say, a warren of well-to-do people. You cannot find a bicycle on Nantucket. You cannot find bicycle parts on Nantucket. Now I learn you can't find somebody to serve you ice cream because you can't ride your bicycle on Nantucket. This looks like a story about Massachusetts, but it might be a story about the whole country. You've been traveling. Is the shortage of workers a problem for everyone? You've traveled from New York to the West and South to the Dakota. South Dakota. Is it the same problem coast to coast, Gene?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it is. It's a big problem wherever I go. I just spoke to a banking association in Rapid City, South Dakota, just this past week, and that was their number one complaint, not only among them, but also among their customers. And the labor shortage, the supply chain issues continue to affect everyone. And like you mentioned in this article in Nantucket, this restaurant owner that was interviewed by Neil Cavuto on Fox Business basically said, you know, like we're hiring eighth graders. And good for them, because those middle schoolers, they get up to nothing but trouble. I say we put them to work. They're certainly responsible enough to serve tables or bus tables. So good for that restaurant owner who's making good use of those middle school kids. But it really is indicative of a much bigger issue. Here, John, what I'm telling my clients, what I'm telling the people that I'm speaking to, all the small business owners that are just pulling out their hair, trying to find workers and find supplies, like the bicycle shops you're talking to, you know, like Gandalf said in Lord of the Rings, this too shall pass. So probably not quoting him correctly, but it will. And the reason why I say that is because the labor disruptions that we're seeing they're not going to get fully resolved, but they will be resolving themselves in the fall. Once kids go back to school, teachers are finally getting back to work in the fall, and these unemployment benefits completely run out and people's fears of going out will dissipate. There'll be more workers available in the fall. It's just obvious. And the same thing with supply chain issues. The wait time at ports are already decreasing. You can't just switch off the world's largest economy and then just for a year, basically, and then just pull a switch and have everything get back to normal again. It's just not the case. There's just disruptions in supply and demand. And those things are just going to need some time to work itself out. So the business owners are challenged. They're suffering it. I think they're happy to be back to work. The restaurant owner in Nantucket is thrilled to be serving customers again. But now, these are the challenges that, you know, that we're all going to be dealing with for the next few months.
Your column at the Philadelphia Inquirer, this is for PPP loans. Small business owners should stop and think before seeking forgiveness. What are your recommendations, Gene?
Thanks for picking that up, because it's really important. If you're a business owner and you've got a Paycheck Protection Program loan, you're probably thinking of or in the midst of applying for forgiveness. And I would ask you to stop doing that right now and instead either talk to your accountant or talk to your payroll company first about the Employee Retention Tax Credit. We've spoken before about this, John, but it is an enormous tax credit that you can get if you're eligible, and the eligibility requirements aren't that tough, and you can take this credit against the payroll taxes that you paid. You can go back to 2020 and amend your returns or take it in 2021 as well. And if the tax credit is bigger than the payroll taxes you owed or paid, you'll get the money back from the government. You can't use the same payroll dollars for PPP forgiveness and for the Employee Retention Tax Credit. They have to be different payroll dollars. And many of my clients are finding when they do the math that they would rather just keep the PPP loan as a loan at 1% interest, which is, you know, nominal. It's 5 years. And instead take the money from the government now by taking that forgiveness dollars, that for payroll dollars, and instead putting it towards the Employee Retention Tax Credit. So a lot of information. I get that, John. So talk to your accountant. Talk to your payroll company, ask about the Employee Retention Tax Credit, and decide for yourself if it makes sense taking advantage of that and just keeping the PPP loan on the books, it might be more cash advantageous for you to do just that.
Quickly, Gene, small businesses are clever and they adapt to the immediate news. I love the idea that there's a small business adapting to the year of the 17-year locust, but this might be a bridge too far. How do you like your pizza, Gene?
Oh, John, I'd like to order a spicy Thai cicada pie. How about you?
No, thank you. I think that I'm going to get off this planet without being a bug eater. Maybe the next generation, they'll go for it, but I think I get out of here.
Well, that's a shame because that's what the Pizza Bandit in Dayton, Ohio is selling, a pizza that's using as part of its toppings dead cicadas, on its pizza. I ain't going to be lining up to buy that either. But you know what, John? Like you said, it's current news. Good for this guy for taking advantage of it. And they had a whole article written about him on CNN.com.
And
good PR.
Another phenomenon of the post-pandemic, tattoos. Again, I'm not the audience for this. Who's the audience for tattoos? I survived. What are they looking like?
So obviously this is you and I. We're so dating ourselves because we're just old men. But yeah, I don't have a tattoo either, but obviously tattoos are extremely popular among a lot of people. Tattoo parlors suffered greatly during the pandemic for obvious health reasons. They really couldn't do what they had to do. Now, again, supply and demand, we talked about that earlier, they are inundated across the country. But they're like right now is like, if you want to be in the tattoo business, you're going to be fully booked for the next couple of years because there's a line of people waiting to get tattoos that couldn't do it in 2020, and now they're trying to catch up.
So let's
an opportunity for all of you potential artists.
Let's picture the perfect moment here. Someone is sitting down at a tattoo parlor, eating a piece of pizza and reading one of Gene Marks's columns about recommendations for small business. Is that good, Gene? You like that?
It is nirvana, particularly if there's a couple of cicadas on that slice of pizza, right?
Gene Marks making everybody not so hungry. Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian UK US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.